Actually, suffering is only the difference between your mind and your life. That is all the suffering. Beyond that, there is no suffering. If your mind agrees 100% with life, then there is no suffering anymore. And actually, there's no mind anymore. The mind, the ego, can only exist in separation from life. Also, the Buddhist teachings say that suffering is created by three aspects. The first aspect is desire and wishes. The second aspect is hate and refusal. And the third is ignorance, not knowing our true nature. This sounds abstract, but in the end it just means that suffering is created by things you would like to have, which are not there right now, and things you don't want to have or experience, but are currently there. And the third point is a bit more difficult to understand. It means that we don't realize that everything is empty. And empty means, in that context, empty of independent existence. That means we don't know our own true nature. We think that we are a separate entity, and on the outside there are other entities called objects. We are the subject, there are the objects. Here am I, there's the world. And when we look at things, it appears as if things have their own existence. But this is not true, because, for example, if you use a table as an example, and you remove one piece after the other, and finally you have only pieces of wood. So where's the table? The table is not there anymore. It has not existed before. So there is no thing like a table as an independent thing. It is not there. It is only created in our perception. And with ourselves is the same. If I say I, the feeling is that this me exists. But this is not true. The feeling of I is constructed by certain parts. And if these parts dissolve, the I is gone. And this happens after death. If the physical body dissolves and the subtle bodies also dissolves, then there's no I anymore. So everything is empty. These are the three aspects. But again, it is easier to look at the difference between our mental activity and life as it is. Just to look at this difference. I constantly don't agree with life. This is the whole suffering. If we accept life totally, there's no suffering. Then suffering is gone. And also you are gone, because you can only exist in resistance.